This is World's Fair Newswire, an up-to-the-minute progress report on America's 1962 Space Age World's Fair, prepared especially for this station by World's Fair News in Seattle.
Retro-futurism. We are full of it here. Today's opening of the Amazon Sphere has got historian Felix Bunnell thinking about the great late Bubbleator.
Yeah, before Amazon gets all the credit for being so innovative, I want to talk about this 19-foot diameter spherical plexiglass elevator. It was used in what's now Key Arena during the World's Fair. That was the Washington State Coliseum, and that main portion where all the events are now held, that was where this exhibit called The World of Tomorrow was. And there are these guys in these sort of sparkly green and silver elf outfits who ran this thing called the Bubbleator. It elevated people 28 feet from the ground floor to the top, and then you walked down these ramps. You saw things like, oh, you know, promises of things from the future, like cordless phones and video phones and flying cars. You know, two out of three ain't bad, right?
Yeah.
So I found some vintage audio. This is a little clip of what the Bubbleator operator would say to those 100 people as they got in that craft and rode those 28 feet up.
Please step to the rear of the sphere. We can only accommodate 100 of you, a century at a time. First floor, threats and thresholds, frustrations and fulfillments, challenges and opportunities. First floor, step off into the future, please.
We got 1950s sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and about 2.5 million people rode the Bubbleator during the World's Fair. But then after the fair was over, they took it apart and they moved it over to the food circus, a place they now call the Armory. And it was another big hit there for about 17 years. About 1980, it bubbleated its final passenger on October 1st.
I rode 1st. It there.
Yeah, that's the only place I ever rode. I have vivid memories of it. They dressed it up like a snowman or a pumpkin at the holidays. It was kind of a centerpiece. So they had a silent auction to try to get rid of it. They didn't get any bidders, so it ended up in a warehouse. And that's where a Seattle Post-Intelligencer staffer named Gene Oxiger, he was sent by columnist and future city council member Gene Godden to track down the Bubbleator. And, you know, Gene Oxiger grew up in Tacoma. He didn't even know what the Bubbleator was, but he found it in a warehouse on North Lake Union. It was just a pile of plexiglass and aluminum. And one thing led to another, but he bought it for $1,000. I stood in the Bubbleator with Gene over the weekend, and he answered the one very simple question, why?
Well, in the process of researching it, I realized that it was, you know, an icon. Craziness. It's just, you know, it was there. It looked like, hey, this could be interesting. It is a piece of history.
So did he reassemble it?
Yeah, this is the craziness part. He built it onto the front of his house.
Ah!
And turn it into a greenhouse, which is why these Amazon spheres as greenhouses.
Oh.
It seems like there's some Bubbleator DNA in the Amazon spheres, but we're not sure. But essentially, the elevator of the future became a place for orchids, citrus, and tomatoes. And as you might imagine, you know, Gene's neighbors in Redondo had a variety of reactions, and he described what happened.
Some of the neighbors, they're kind of polite. They said, that's different. Other people, the people directly across the street, their daughter was actually a student at Western, and she had not been home during the time that I was erecting it. And so she came home, slammed on her brakes in the middle of the road, got out and started screaming, "It's the Bubbleator, it's the Bubbleator."
So Gene's really the hero of the story for rescuing this icon from obscurity 35 years ago and preserving it all these years. And it's in great shape. It's on the front. It looks very weird.
Does he welcome visitors?
You know, you don't want to just go knock on the door, but pretty much everyone knows where it is. You can find it on Google Maps. It's sort of a not a very well-kept secret. But while Amazon basks in the glow this week, let's just remember that it was our public money in the Washington State Coliseum that built that first spherical greenhouse 55 years ago. An anonymous source at Amazon says there's absolutely no connection between the Bubbleator and the spheres. But I like to, in my mind, I like to think there's some hidden DNA there.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon spheres are cool, but they don't go up and down 28 feet.
Yeah, and the Bubbleator, this one doesn't do it anymore either, but it did for a couple of years back in the good old days.